Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. How you guys doing? I'm flying solo today, the Wandering Stoner, on vacation. It's a holiday season. It's hard to get guests. Hopefully, I can get my boy JC back on the podcast here soon. But let's start things off. I hope you guys had a great Christmas with your family. Hopefully, everybody was able to get together without spreading the deadly virus that we're all concerned about, and, well, half of us are concerned about anyway. I had a great Christmas. I got some cool gifts from my family. I got a cool coffee mug with my band's face on it, so now I get to see my guys every morning when I'm having my coffee. You know, what more can you ask for? I got some socks, which as a dad, probably the coolest fucking gift you can receive. For some reason, when you hit like 23 and above, you really start to appreciate socks as a gift. It's one of them gifts as a kid that you're like, oh, really, grandma, you're a bitch. But now I wish my grandma was still around to just buy me fucking socks. It seems like I put a pair on, and then two wears later, I get like two wears out of them, and then there's a massive fucking hole in the bottom of these fuckers. I don't know where my socks are made or who's making them, but I'm not impressed with the quality. And it doesn't matter brand to brand. I think it's something with my feet. I think I have fucked up feet. This is why I wish I had a co-host today. If the Stone Man was here, he'd be saying, you know, making a comment about how fucked up my feet are. I don't have nothing today. Nothing. We're going to end the year off with nothing. I'm still not sure whether or not we're going to get a New Year's Eve podcast in, by the way. Still trying to work something out. I would love to do one because we've done them in the years prior. And I don't know, maybe this year we need to take a break from doing it, because we did one last year, and, well, we recorded anyway on New Year's, and, I don't know, the year kind of took a shit pretty fucking fast, so I don't know, maybe we need to break tradition a little bit. So things that are in the news that are happening, people are still fighting and complaining, and it is, I shouldn't use the word complaining, because you know what, these people deserve to have their voice heard about the upcoming stimulus package that is about to come out. And I read, I think this is from CBS or CNN, one of the two, I don't fucking know, that the round of second stimulus is about to come. Question though is whether or not we will get the $600, the $2,000, or nothing at all. Which, under the current presidency, it wouldn't surprise me if we, you know, received nothing under, you know, the current Congress and, you know, Senate and the pieces of shit that are working in D.C. Wouldn't surprise me if we got the $600. And I wouldn't hold your fucking breath on the $2,000, but. They were saying that a second round of stimulus checks are expected to land in bank accounts of millions of Americans as soon as next week. This is the first that I've heard of it being next week. Now, I'll admit, I've been out of touch with the news here over the holiday season. I haven't been spending much time watching the news, and this is the first time I've actually sat down and looked at news articles about much that has happened. Because it's the holidays, why the fuck do you want to spend them extra depressed? And this shit's depressing. But they're claiming that people might see this money as soon as next week, thanks to a $900 billion economic relief package that Congress passed Monday night. All of a sudden Donald Trump has come out on Tuesday and insists that lawmakers increase the bill to from 600, which, you know, 600 is fucking bullshit. It's not, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what a lot of Americans are looking at as far as their debt and all that shit. So he wants to take that from 200 and give it, boost that up to 2,000 a person, or 4,000 a couple. There's a lot of congressmen that have come forward, Democrat, Republican, both, that, you know, they said that this isn't enough money for people to live on. And it really is a slap in the face, when you look at to see where a lot of the money is going, and also a lot to where the money's not going, which is, you know, not to the American people. It's not to, you know, a big part of the population that really needs this help. You know, people are losing their shit right now. People are about ready to lose a lot. Unemployment is about to take a hit. People are about ready to see a big increase with their unemployment. And a lot of people are about ready to lose it because the pandemic unemployment package is about wrapped. So you have people there that, you know, have been relying on unemployment, that have been paying, you know, their rent, their bills that way, that are about ready to see that go away. And if you had a proper stimulus package where these people could get by for a month or two, possibly extra, after losing their unemployment packages and whatnot, that would be great. But $600 doesn't give you a lot of leeway to, you know, pay your rent for a month or two, or, you know, pay the gas bill, or fucking feed your family. I mean, Jesus Christ, what does $600 do for groceries for a family of four or five? Not much. You know, and that's sad that, you know, we have these million-dollar, millionaire congressmen that, you know, they obviously are very out of touch with what it actually takes for the American man and woman to fucking pay their bill and try to be independent without the government's fucking help and assistance. You know, I do truly believe at the end of the day, our government does somewhat want us to rely on them for our food, for our money, and whatnot. And it's sad when you look and you see this pandemic that's broken out and how it's affected people that have owned their own businesses, and how that even trickles down to the people that work for these businesses. And I'm not talking about companies like Walmart that, you know, are going to be fine at the end of this pandemic. I'm talking about, you know, the smaller businesses, the mom and pop shops, the ones that we've talked about before here. That it's a shame to see. These were hardworking Americans who had a dream, who pursued their dream to be what they wanted to be. And you know what? For me as a musician, as a comedian, a writer, whatever it is that people might know me from, I take pride in that because that's something that I worked hard for. So you know what? I can understand somebody that wanted to own their own restaurant, or somebody that wanted to own a bar, or somebody, you know, wanted a clothing shop, to put their own name on it and make it theirs. I can understand the pain of trying to keep that going and trying to, you know, figure out where the fuck you're going to land after all this. And all this bill is right now, it was $600. It's just, it's a smack in the face. You know, you can't justify it any other way. You know, I do got to say, it's really weird because hearing Trump talk this last week, it is the most presidential I've heard the guy. And it's a shame because, you know what, you did this in your way out, man. You didn't try to rally American people together. You know, we've talked about this massively here on the podcast over the last year about just the major divide that Trump has brung in the country. And a lot of people are blind to it. You know, there's people that will listen to this and say, no, he has not. You're probably part of that group who is to blame for the divide. So, go ahead and deny that all you want. Chances are you're probably part of the problem. But it is really weird to hear him sound presidential here towards the end and all that. I think, for one, I do believe that if Trump wanted us to get more than $600 a month, he would have been fighting for that along and trying to make sure that, this bill wasn't fucking just full of bullshit and everything else. And, obviously he didn't do that. And I've said that before. He's been more focused on trying to, throw heat towards this election and making his false claims and everything else. So, at the same time, even though he's sounding a little presidential, I don't want to let him off the hook here with, no blame, because I do think that if his head was a little bit more focused on just accepting the fact that, you know what, the time is over in the White House in just a very short period of time, and I should try to go out and do the best that I can with the remainder time that I have for the American people, I think that this bill wouldn't have been so shitty. But, now he's talking about he doesn't know if he's going to sign it. And that's sad because $600, like I said, it's a smack in the face, but at least it's something. I think what needs to happen is fucking, when Biden gets into office, obviously they need to sit down and accept the fact that they did nothing to really benefit the American people, and get back to the drawing board and try to get, another relief package set up. Until we are down to no cases, COVID is still, a very real thing in this country. And our government does need to figure out how to assist those that are struggling. And, we can't let our own be left behind during these times. And, hopefully the divide in this country is going to start shrinking and people can come together. And, hopefully those that have been blinded will pull their heads out of their asses a little bit and, meet us back in the middle. That's something that I've talked about quite a bit here is, getting back to the middle ground and becoming Americans again. Not Democrats, not Republicans, Americans. And I just hope that honestly, the president's going to sign this bill to help the very little that they can. And hopefully we'll see another package down the road here until COVID's over. Because until then, people definitely deserve to be helped. I don't want to say be compensated or whatever during this, but they definitely deserve to be helped. We didn't let this disease into our country. We didn't, the government is the ones that failed us. They're the ones that we got to point the finger at. And they're the ones that we got to say, you know what, you're going to fucking help us here. Because it's our money. It's our money. Don't ever let them fool you. That money that they give you, the stimulus package, that's our money. That comes from us. That you're not getting a government handout. You're getting what belonged to you back. And I think that's another thing that gets way lost on a lot of people with these stimulus packages. Oh, government handout, fucking. Yeah, the government can constantly hand me back my money. You're fucking right. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back. God damn it, man. The fucking weather here in Nebraska blows. I don't know where everybody lives. But here in Nebraska, where I'm at, I hate the weather. It's terrible. The winter months suck. You either get rain or you get snow. And that's why I'm trying to move out to California and live that Cali life. I need sunshine, damn it. When I grew up in Michigan, man, I dealt with the winter a lot better because here's my theory on it. Up there, we get snow for typically a long period of time. So, like, the months of December, January, February, even parts of March in certain years, you can go snowmobile and you can go skiing, you can, you know, snowboard, whatever, whatever hobby you enjoy to get through the winter months. Michigan is a little bit better for that because, you know, the snow actually stays. Here, it melts, it rains, it fucking, you can't do anything. We don't even get enough snow to buy a snowmobile. I've lived here for 10 years and I couldn't tell you a decent place to ski, snowboard, anything. In this state anyway, in Colorado, I know a ton of them. But right here in Nebraska, it's like, you know, we don't have anything. Nothing. Nothing at all. We have flatlands and anti-maskers. That's what Nebraska's known for right now. Speaking of anti-maskers, here's a story that I read that, you know, it's just sad that, for one, people think that coronavirus is only here in America. That we there's certain people that do look at it like this is only something that's affecting America. Like, you know, this is a big way of fucking over America, you know. And, you know, it's realistically, it's not. Not at all. If you believe that, then you might have something wrong with your head. But this is a worldwide pandemic. It is no more affecting one place than the other, unless you actually have a leader with a fucking brain in their head. Then you might be on the upswing with the coronavirus. But where we sit here in America, we're kind of in limbo. You know, we're hoping for a vaccination to work. We're hoping for a leader with a brain in his head who won't spurt off at the mouth with fucking just shit that doesn't make sense when it comes to this virus. You know, Mr. I'm not going to wear a mask. Well, you're the same reason why a lot of other people won't wear a mask. But, you know, we should be thankful. We should be lucky here in America because other countries don't have the technology, do not have the resources to fight this off like America does. And one of them is a story I just read over in South Africa, where one of their towns, cities, whatever it may be, are seeing a huge surge in coronavirus. Coronavirus speech impediment coming out. They had 242 patients that this story had reported on, lying in a row of beds underneath metal beams in a shitty old Volkswagen factory. This is where other countries are resourcing out their hospitals, and these people are dying in fucking a Volkswagen factory. And it's really irritating when you read shit like this that is happening in other countries, and then we look here in America and we see beds and hospitals fucking going away. You know, in certain cities right now, you can't get a bed in a fucking hospital. And, you know what? In other countries, they don't have the resources like we do. Africa. This is not me trying to put down Africa. Africa does not have the amount of resources that America has. And that's why people are dying in a Volkswagen fucking factory over there. They are saying that right now, you know, they're having a hard time providing oxygen, medication. There are no ICU beds, no ventilators, no working phones. And one of these hospitals just has one physician on duty. That is terrifying. That should make you feel good about being an American, because you know what, there's not one hospital in this country, even though we are in trouble. Don't get me wrong, we're in fucking trouble, but even though we are in trouble, our ICU beds are filling up. Like I said, you're not going to walk into a hospital in this country and only be seen by one doctor. You know, Trump has made it very clear that we don't have a problem with ventilators. We don't have a problem with medication. I don't know if that's true. I'm not a doctor. I don't get to go in and I don't get to see what these hospitals are really dealing with. I just read fucking reports. And it's sad when you read a lot of the reports. And not just here in America. You know, it's not just sad here in America. It's sad when you look at the whole picture and you can have sympathy for what the world is dealing with. You know, fucking the story that I was reading, you know, about this Africa, the South African hospital, that's sad to me. That, you know what, I don't live in Africa. I've never been to Africa, but I can have compassion for people over there that they just want to live life, man. They just want to live like we do. They want to beat this. They want to get life back to normal. That's the one thing. Enemies, friends, whatever it is, we should be able to agree that we want life back to normal. We should be able to have sympathy for, you know, those that are dealing with this. You know, when Donald Trump supposedly had COVID, I don't necessarily buy that he had it anymore. I think it was a good publicity stunt. But when Trump had COVID, I said a lot of bad things. I said a lot of things that, you know what, as an American, as somebody who just wants life to get back to normal, there was a lot of things I shouldn't have said. I did turn it into a joke. And you know, it's not a joke. You know, I didn't want anybody to die from this. Now, I've lost people that I know personally. I didn't want them to die. I don't want anybody to die from this. I don't want anybody to be sick. I want the world to go back to normal so I can start hating the people that I hated for the reasons that I hated them instead of just hoping that everybody's okay. Because that's my personality. I'd rather hate somebody than, you know, fucking be nice. But during these times, you gotta be nice. Like, I know listening to me right now, it's probably like, he doesn't know what fucking side he wants to stand on. I'm a hateful person. I am, you know, I can admit it. But at the same time, I have a loving heart. You know, and I might say a lot of hateful shit, but at the end of the day, I don't want bad things to happen to people. You know, and it's kind of the persona that I put on here at the podcast, and it's, you know, kind of a persona with comedy and whatnot. You know, I'm not a rainbow kind of guy. I'm not gonna shoot fucking glitter and rainbow out my ass to make anybody feel good. You know, I do bring out my dickheaded persona a little bit, and it's fun. It's a designated time when I can be an asshole. But at the end of the day, I really hope that nobody ever gets that mixed up with my ability to have compassion for people. So other things that just was very sad to read about, you know, they're keeping bodies in a shed with a refrigerator in it. The door is marked body hold. The day that this story was written, the reporter had walked through. There's carts containing the remains of three patients that died that morning. And keep in mind, that was after the funeral home had already swung by to pick up the already deceased. So, you know, this is something that people are fucking dealing with all over the country. And who knows? You know what? Wearing a mask might not help. I'm not a scientist. I've been told that wearing a mask does help. But at the end of the day, when I'm arguing with some redneck here in Nebraska or whatever state it may be, I don't know because I'm not a scientist. I'm not there when these labs are taking place, when this research is being done. I'm not there. I can admit that. The problem on the other side is the other side acts like they fucking know everything. They act like, you know, they're involved with some top secret shit where, you know, they got the top secret information on the coronavirus. And you know what? You don't know any more than I do whether or not a mask works. You just bought into the shit that you read on fucking Facebook, Twitter. The information that you are going on is not scientific information. It either came from the president denying that a mask works. You have your freedom fighters out there. And when I call them freedom fighters, I really mean idiots, because these people are acting like they're standing for their freedom by not wearing a mask. No, you know what? You might be potentially the downfall of our country. If something doesn't change here, folks, I truly believe that we will wipe ourselves out. We are going to wipe ourselves out because we're not smart enough to get ahead of this. We're not smart enough to try to fight this together. And realistically, I do believe the only way to come out swinging, at the end of a pandemic is probably working together, having unity. And who knows, you know, shit might change a little bit in January. I've said it before, I have hope that Biden will bring us together instead of divide us like Trump has done. But at the end of the, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say what will really happen. All we can do is sit back and watch. I definitely believe that Biden will handle the coronavirus better. And I know that there's people out there that will fucking disagree with me on that all day long. We'll see. The only thing that I got to say to that is, you know what? We gave Trump an opportunity to shine during this. If Trump would have shined during the coronavirus, I truly believe he would have been reelected president. I definitely believe that the way that he's handled this and the way that he's insulted families who have lost a family member due to this, that's a reason why he didn't get reelected, in my opinion. He lost support of people that would have voted for him if COVID didn't happen and if he had actually handled this better. He lost the vote, lost support there. You might disagree that Biden is, that maybe Biden isn't going to do a good job with coronavirus or being our next president. Here's the thing. We sat back. We gave Trump a chance. He failed. You can argue all day long. No, he's the greatest president we've ever had. You know what? No, that's your opinion. That's your opinion, and it's probably a reflect of the hate and the hateful person that you are deep down inside. Because I truly believe the only type of people that can support him and his beliefs, his words, everything else are just truly hateful, hateful fucking people. And, I don't know. I'm tired of the politic game. I'm ready for it to go away. And I just want this country to come back together. You know, I really do. And who knows, maybe Biden isn't the right guy. But, you know, just keep in mind, he'll be dead by February. You know, when he strokes out in February, Kamala Harris will be our new president, and I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. We'll be right back. We're going to finish the podcast off with more upbeat talk. All right, and we're back. Not like the news cycle is going to pick up and be much more peppy or happy or anything like that. Because, let's face it, this year giving us nothing good to talk about. It's just all bad shit. And Christmas Day, Nashville, Tennessee, there was an explosion there with a recreational vehicle. That hit the downtown Nashville area on Christmas. From what I've seen so far, this is definitely a premeditated attack. Hear my dog drinking? I don't know if that's picking up. Fucking fat bulldogs. But it knocked out the emergency system in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama, as well as the Nashville COVID-19 community line hotline. Sorry, and a handful of hospital systems. That's terrible, man. That's terrible. Christmas night, you know, think about it. You need to call 911 to get an ambulance for a loved one or a fire truck or whatever it may be. And you can't. And the thing of it is this did not just affect Tennessee. This was fucking huge to knock out things in Kentucky and Alabama. Governor Bill Lee, let's just be honest, totally sounds like a guy who would be representing the state of Tennessee. Bill Lee asked the White House on Saturday for federal assistance due to the magnitude of the explosion and the impact. At least 41 buildings were damaged, and communication systems include residential and cell phone services and 911 call centers were failed across the state. He said Kentucky and northern Alabama were also affected. The outages had briefly grounded flights at the Nashville International Airport, but service was continuing normal as of Saturday. The Federal Aviation Association, say that 10 times fast, the Federal Aviation Association has since issued a temporary flight restriction around the airport, requiring pilots to follow the strict protocol until December 30th. So if you're flying to the Nashville area or out of the Nashville area, your flights might be a little different right now. My thing is, if you're going to Nashville, anyway, you should ask yourself, why? Why am I going to Nashville? Why in the world would I put myself through this? If you are one of them fucking pieces of shit going to Nashville, I just hope you're not putting your children through that. That should be child abuse. Also, good news. If you're a Utah football fan, you're not going to like this, but Utah star freshman running back Ty Jordan dies at 19 over the Christmas break. Ty Jordan, I don't know who he is, but apparently he was a star at the University of Utah in a Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. He died early Saturday in what police are calling an accidental shooting at his home in Texas. There's a lot of accidental shootings that happen at a home in Texas. That is for sure. Following the investigation, the police believe that the shooting was definitely an accidental shooting, where the victim accidentally shot himself. Now, typically, great reporting here by whoever wrote this story, typically that's how accidental shootings happen, is really it's hard to have an accidental shooting, or an accidental suicide where you didn't accidentally kill yourself. You know, it kind of takes the fucking words right out of it. Also in other news, Biden warns Trump that if he does not sign the pandemic relief package, it could be catastrophic. And I think mainly, you know, what's happening here is Biden doesn't want to see the government shut down. I think that's his biggest fear. I do believe that he wants to help Americans, but I think the whole government shutdown thing is a big thing that he's mainly trying to avoid right now. Biden, I really hope when you get into office, you relook at this bullshit pandemic relief plan and you try to bring up something better yourself. But hard to say what'll happen. So, okay, let's get the fuck off of the news and let's get back to some shit. My band, we played a show on the internet over Facebook. We did one of them Facebook live shows that a lot of bands have done since the beginning of the pandemic. And it was great, man. I loved it. It was weird to be nervous about playing a show that involved nobody face-to-face. But we did have a great deal of, you know, a great amount of people that watched it. And it was cool to see how many people from state to state we pulled in, and we were able to entertain people all across the world in just like an hour, you know, and that was cool. But it definitely, you know, it re-sparked something that I feel like I've been missing for a little bit here. But at the same time, it, you know, it made me miss actually having a crowd and miss people's faces and shit like that. But for the time being, you know, you can't be too picky. You gotta, you take what you can get. And right now, this is what we can get. It's what we can do. And, you know, I'm just happy to finally be back to doing something productive and feeling like, you know, I'm giving back to something, you know, whether I am or not, I don't know, fucking, but it feels good. Right now we just gotta, you know, cross our fingers and hope to God this fucking vaccination actually works, and, you know, there's not going to be any long-term effect to it. And, you know, that's my biggest fear with the vaccination is I hope that the things that we're putting in our bodies right now aren't going to be the downfall of our existence either in 10 years. Just because of how quickly this was produced and fast-tracked. And, you know, I got family members who don't want to have this due to, you know, allergies and everything. You know, my brother Dean, who also plays in our band, D&D. You know, he's got massive food allergies. You know, it'd scare me to have my brother, you know, take this. But, you know, it'd also scare me to have my brother have COVID, you know, and that's the thing with this vaccination is who's right and who's wrong, you know, and the middle ground bullshit, you know, what is this going to do to us later? You know, is it safe? Shit like that. And, the bad part about all that is I think only time will tell. And, that doesn't necessarily give people a peace of mind and knowing what could happen, but, let's be honest, people, you never know what's going to happen, man. You know, we say it all the time. You could wake up, put your shoes on, and get hit by a car. You know, right after you take your COVID vaccination, that could happen. You know, so who knows? All I know is I think for sure this is going to be the last podcast of 2020. It was good hanging with y'all. I don't know, maybe we'll put together a best of podcast for New Year's Eve of maybe some of the better bits that we've had and better times that we've had on the podcast this year. But if not, this will be the last episode, and I'll see you guys in 2021. Like I said, we're crossing our fingers and we're hoping it's going to be a better year. If you haven't yet this year, go ahead over to iTunes and go buy the new D&D One Before the Apocalypse EP. You can buy that on iTunes, you know, Google Play, whatever. Just Google it, man. You'll find it. So, guys, I'll talk to you later. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Don't be a cocksucker. We'll see you next time.